I'm David Ford. On Wednesday, May 28th, world-renowned author, poet, actress, and activist Dr. Maya Angelou died at the age of 86. She was a national treasure, inspiring millions around the world and here in the Triad. Since 1982, Dr. Angelou served as Reynolds Professor of American Studies at Wake Forest University, where she impacted countless students, faculty, and staff. In January of 2010, Dr. Angelou delivered the keynote address at a campus ceremony honoring the legacy of her friend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Angelou spoke in Waite Chapel that evening to a standing room only audience. I attended the event, and here is this remembrance.
Mount Zion, for my journey now, Mount Zion.
She spoke of her strong connection to Winston-Salem and her long association with Wake Forest University. It was here nearly 40 years ago where she began to realize her gift for teaching. In 1971, shortly after the school was integrated, one after-class meeting with students stands out in her mind.
The one white young man said, "I'm 19. I'm a boy, but I'm also going to be a man. But this black guy here, he's also 19. He said, "I'm a boy, and I admit that, but if I call him a boy, he becomes heartless angry with me. Why?" I said, "Why don't you ask him? He's right there." And I realized what was happening, because they were creating a language. They were creating a dialogue, because their parents had never had a dialogue which was not employer-employee.
Dr. Angelou spoke of Martin Luther King's sense of humor, energy, and his ability to inspire people who heard him speak. In 1968, he convinced her to leave her home in New York and travel the country, raising funds for the Poor People's Campaign. The campaign was tragically cut short on April 4th of that year. Angelou told the story of how King's assassination, which occurred on her birthday, left her feeling absent, battling depression, and not knowing who she was. Ultimately, though, it was King's death that led Angelou to write her critically acclaimed autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Angelou said she believes that book saved her life. Forgiveness was a major theme of Dr. Angelou's, which she expressed in poetry, song, and a healthy dose of humor scattered throughout her keynote speech.
"And I ordered bacon and eggs 25 minutes ago. Now, if you don't want to serve us, call the police and call an ambulance. I intend to make some trouble in here." The waitress who was white said, "No, ma'am, it's not that. It's just that we've run out of grits. And the chef won't serve no breakfast without no grits. So yours will be..." She said, "Look around, ain't nobody eating." I looked at Dolly. My sister just bowed her head. She didn't laugh at me, just... I forgave myself my ignorance.
Dr. Angelou said that Dr. King's greatest gift is hope, and it was in that spirit which she concluded her speech.
"That we are the possible, we are the miraculous, we are the true wonders of this world. That is when and only when, only when we can say, 'I'm on my journey now, Mount Zion.'"
I found it to be quite inspiring.
Uplifting, bringing all people together.
All colors, a rainbow. We all together. I like that.
And it is beautiful tonight to see that she still has the spark to bring out the heart and to bring sense to the racial world.
Her speech was just breathtaking, inspiring. It made me wish I could do more on campus, just more in the world in general.
Oh, she's consistently amazing because it comes from her personal experience.
Just the message that she gave tonight was so profound about forgiveness. Forgiving first off yourself, and then you will be able to forgive others.
Dr. Maya Angelou delivering the keynote address at a ceremony honoring the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The Reynolds Professor of American Studies at Wake Forest University spoke on January 18, 2010. That same year, President Barack Obama named Angelou the recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. On Wednesday, May 28th, Dr. Angelou died at the age of 86 at her home in Winston-Salem. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.